Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be back. It is hectic here in Rochester. This house is quite busy all the time. But as usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for tuning in, downloading, streaming. However you listen, I appreciate it. So please tell a friend, coworker, tell your garbage man, botanist, chair maker, door maker, carpenter, mechanic, painter, landscaper. Tell somebody about the podcast. Help me grow this thing. So appreciate it. I guess I'll start with my milestone as I usually do. For those who don't know, I have a 6-year-old son. His name is Miles. And I like to talk about different things that he's into, whether it's, you know, some, no matter how big or small, accomplishment, something he's into, something that he hates, something that, you know, he's scared of. But this week, I'm a happy dad. I'm a selfish dad. He's really taken a liking to retro games and gaming. He really likes Pac-Man right now, and he's super into Mario. So we watched some Mario 3 videos yesterday. I showed him Super Mario World, and my brother-in-law let him play Mario Maker 2 on his Nintendo Switch. I guess you can make your own levels and play levels that other people have made, and he really wants that. So I think I might get that for him for his birthday. My wife also wanted one of those, I think it's called a Nintendo Classic, NES Classic or something like that, where it's basically just like the little emulator box and they have all the Nintendo games on there. She wants one of those, so maybe I'll get both, you know. And I know part of me is being selfish here. I want all that shit, but I'm like, he really likes this. I should get both. Come on, man. But so yeah, that's exciting. He's really into video games now. I know he likes Fortnite, but he really hasn't played it. I don't think he's old enough. I could be wrong. But you know, I guess if it was up to me, I would probably let him play. But I wouldn't want him to play on a console. That's it. I'm a game nerd too. I used to be into gaming a lot before it was cool. Before you can make millions of dollars, before you get ad revenue. People just called you a dork. Now people got their own channels. They're making millions of dollars. And it's cool, you know. But I was, when I was playing Counter-Strike with a headset in 2002, shit was not cool. You would, dude, if your friends saw you playing a computer game with a headset talking to other people, you were done. A headset was like the ultimate dork accessory. A headset. It's like you got a headset. What are you, an operator? What are you doing with a headset? And why are you talking to other people on a computer? Like, they would think that was so odd. But now it's mainstream, and I'm jealous. You know, I used to build my own rigs back in the day. When I had like a 40, I got a plane going overhead. I'm sorry. I'm outside. This, my mom has a daycare, and there's like 9 kids in there. And of course, the plane goes overhead while I'm out here. Like somebody's actually flying into this godforsaken city. It's probably Joe DeRosa. But yeah, man. So maybe part of me wants to build another computer. That's why I might want him to play Fortnite. You never know. This could be all selfish. I used to be into all that shit, man. Then I got out of it. Now I'll like watch people play games, and then I'll buy a game, and I'll literally play it for 10 minutes, and I'm like, why did I spend $70 on this shit? I went from playing all the time to I can barely even concentrate on a video game. I never thought I would get this way. Same with basketball. I play ball all the time. Now it just looks, I watch people play and I'm like, I have no desire at all. None. I don't even know who I am anymore at this point. But anyway, I'm talking about me now. That's the milestone. He's in the video games, retro gaming. Probably going to get him a Switch. Mario Maker 2. And maybe I will get back into some PC gaming. It was pretty fun. It's pretty dope. It was dope back then, so I'm pretty sure it's even better now. You know? They probably got in-game chat and shit. You don't got to download IRC and all these other programs just to talk to your friends. But anyway, so that's the milestone. He's in the games. Don't get it twisted. He's still a nerd. He's still into his Russian alphabet and his maps and his numbers and his letters and stuff. He's still into that. But yeah, makes me feel good. My son is into the things I was into as a kid. I actually think I'm gonna take him to this place called Swill Burger today. It's like a burger place, but they also, it's like a barcade kind of. But it's family friendly. Don't think I'm just taking my son to a bar. But they got burgers and grilled cheese and all this kind of stuff. And they got all these old school cabinet video games. They got Double Dragon, Ninja Turtles, Pac-Man, all the stuff we used to play back in the 90s. So should be a pretty fun time. Looking forward to it. I'll do that after I get all this other shit done. But man, I feel like these podcasts have been way too serious lately, man. I'm trying to find the funny and shit. I really am. But there's stuff I want to talk about, and I'm really trying to stay off of social media as much as I used to. It's just, that's a great segue, because that's what I want to talk about, man. It's just, I have a love-hate with social media. I think we all do. Like, the intention was great. I think even the execution is great. The way it's done is great. It's just the user. We're terrible, man. We took a beautiful thing that was supposed to bring everybody together, and ironically, we've used it to just tear us apart. And here's the thing. It's so easy to find groups of people that think like you on social media, where in some cases, it just allows people who have gone through something traumatic or awful to like wallow in misery and never get better. Like, say you go through a traumatic experience, or you're upset about, you want to make changes in your life, or you fit into a certain demographic of people. You can always go find a Facebook page, you know, a private group of people, for people, I'm sorry, who have gone through an experience or are experiencing the same things that you have or are experiencing. That was a lot. Wow. And I feel like in a lot of cases, when it comes to traumatic things or making big changes in your life, you really need to seek professional help. You know, you got to get off your ass. You got to do something. You got to talk to a shrink, a therapist, somebody. If you don't like how you look, you got to get off your ass. You got to go walk. You got to work out. You got to eat better. You have to make an effort to make changes. And I feel like social media is a perfect place for people to go to and not do that. Right? See what I'm saying? It's like, social media allows people to wallow in their misery. You can just find a group of people who've been through something and no one's really gotten professional help, and they just want to talk about it and rehash it over and over and over again. And someone new joins that group, and then, God damn it, now somebody's cutting the grass. This is terrible. And now they want to talk about their experience from the beginning, and now you're doing it all over again. And you never really give yourself a chance to heal. It's just like you can just constantly feel like a victim the entire time. Where I feel like support groups are great. You know, if a Facebook support group helps you and it's convenient for you, that's great. But I feel like if you haven't had any professional help to talk to somebody to help you get through or get over whatever you've been through, those groups don't help at all. because it's just everybody telling you like it's gonna get better, but you never really get to the root of the problem to move forward. Like say you're a big dude and you want to lose weight, and you find like a Facebook group for overweight dudes, and it's just like, I made a mistake today. I ate 2 pizzas and I had 2 dozen wings. I feel like everybody in there is gonna be like, oh man, that's cool. You know, everybody has some setbacks. We did, you know, it's fine. Don't beat yourself up. And sometimes we do need to hear that if you've made progress, because sometimes you do have a bad day. But I feel like if you can just stay in a group like that and they'll just tell you that every single time, it's just like, go get a trainer, go see a dietitian. You know, go talk to somebody who's really going to hold you responsible. Because on social media, people really don't do that. People just, they want to be able to give people advice and have everybody go, oh my God, did you see what so-and-so said? That was great. That's exactly what I need to hear. People just, they tell you what you want to hear, so it gets a lot of likes. And people feel good when they feel like they helped somebody or they made somebody feel good. And the advice you really gave them, quote unquote, it really isn't helping. It just, not even helping. When you made someone feel good, and sometimes making people feel good is a good thing. But when you just go on there and you're just looking for compliments, or you're looking to be told everything's going to be okay all the time, or, you know, that you really didn't make a mistake, it's not good. You're not going to get better. Like I remember a while back, some chick, she posted this thing about how like she saw a woman in distress, and she felt like this woman really needed help, but she was afraid to call the police because she didn't want to call the police on a black woman because she felt like it was gonna get out of hand. But this woman was like literally running around naked, like she was on drugs or something. She was bleeding. This woman needed help. But she went on this whole thing about, oh, I didn't want to call the police on her. She's black, and they, you know, I was thinking about Sandra Bland, and they could have killed her, and I think I did the right thing. And all these people out there are like, you did the right thing, girl. Hopefully that lady's okay. It's like, no, you didn't do the right thing. You did not do the right thing. And the thing is, you know you didn't do the right thing. So what you do is, you go to social media, you write it up a certain way, you try to make your... And here's in this story, there's a woman in need. Someone's literally naked, bleeding, running in the middle of the night, in distress. And you make this whole thing about you. You're bringing up Sandra Bland. You're bringing up, you know, police brutality and how it hurt your heart. And then everybody on that thread is like, no, girl, you did the right thing. You would have, you might have saved her life. You might have saved her life by not calling the police. You probably didn't save this woman's life by not calling the police. And I'm not trying to be this whole Blue Lives Matter guy right now, but I'm just saying, you fucked up. There was somebody who needed your help and you failed to act. You failed. But you got on social media because you wanted to hear that you did the right thing, even though you know deep down inside you did not do the right fucking thing. And another thing, I sound like an old man. And another thing, I watched a documentary on the Civil War, and honestly, I don't think this country has been divided as much since then until now. Now, this is the best fucking time to be alive, the best time. And I'm not saying shit is fucking perfect. I'm not. There's a lot of shit going on. But this is the best time to be alive. The best time. And we are fucking ruining it. We can't even enjoy it. You got fucking crazy liberal people shutting everything down. They got conservatives fucking crying about everything. If everyone's not sucking America's dick, they want them to leave the country. It's sad. It's sad. We don't even deserve this time right now. We don't even deserve it. It's like we're kids and we're at like Chuck E. Cheese having the best time of our lives. We got tokens. We got pizza. But you're mad because they got Coke instead of Pepsi. It's just like, we got endless tokens. The ball pit's great. We got all these games. Pizza. It's just, I don't know. It's just, it's sad, man. Here's the thing. I keep hearing people talking about, oh, you're living in your bubble. You're living in your liberal bubble. You're living in your conservative bubble. I always want to ask those people, if you're a conservative, what liberal media are you consuming? If you're a liberal, what conservative media are you consuming? Are you watching anything, reading anything? Podcasts, broadcast, podcasts. I mean, papers. I mean, are you listening to anything else? No. The thing is, everybody is living in their own fucking bubble. Everybody is living in their own bubble. You can Google some of the. You can just probably make up a theory. I believe da 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 da, X Y Z, and I'm pretty sure you can find some type of subreddit, some weird website, a YouTube video, some weird articles from some obscure. You can find something to support almost any weird, outlandish, crazy ass idea or theory or belief. And it seems like back in the day, you had to work at that shit. You know, you really had to like put yourself out there and risk ridicule. You know, flat earth. Hey, flat earth. It's like, get out of here, you idiot. Now you can just in the privacy of your own home, just watch flat earth videos. You know, you can go to flat earth conventions, all that kind of wild shit. It's just so easy, man, to sit in your bubble, and we blame everybody else for living in the bubble while we're living in our own bubbles, man. It's sad to see, with all this technology and all this information out there, that we live in a time where like just facts are debatable. That's insane. Facts. Well, you got personalities on news, if you want to even call it that in certain cases. You know, news anchors that people love and respect and watch and trust. Well, you got grown adults with homes and children just picking and choosing what they facts they want to believe, because it doesn't line up with their political beliefs, or because they don't like it because Donald Trump didn't say it, or because it doesn't fit their agenda when it comes to gender. You know, just like, look, I'm all for trans rights. I'm all for supporting the LGBT community. But like this whole thing, we're like, oh, there's 47 genders. It's like, look, man, you can call yourself, what are you, zero, zim, you know, they, them, whatever. But there's two genders, man. That's it. It's either you're a dude or a chick. You can call yourself whatever you can refer to yourself whatever you want to, because if there's 40 something genders, how come when you see people get gender reassignment surgery, I've never seen someone go from a him to a zir. It's either they went from a him to a her or her to a him. That's it. Why? How was that, like, even saying this could be considered offensive? You could lose your job for saying something scientific. And these are liberal people who will get mad at conservatives for saying, you want to deny science when it comes to climate change. It's like, well, you don't want to believe science when someone says there's only two genders. What's the difference? I don't get it. Again, You can refer to yourself to however you want. I respect your pronoun, but I don't play these games when it comes to all the other gender shit. It's either you're either this or you're that. I'll call you whatever. It's either this or that. But I don't know, man. I just wish we could. I wish we could just realize some of the crazy shit that we're doing to our ourselves, to our country, to each other, and just step back and go, you know what? Let's just show some each other some respect and just enjoy what we got. And I want to quote Leo Tolstoy, and I try to go down a little internet search, because nowadays you don't want to quote somebody and find out that when he was 13 he called somebody a slur, and then now you're called a Nazi or you know, the misogynist or whatever, because you quoted somebody. But good quote here: everyone thinks of changing the world, but no one thinks of changing himself. Leo Tolstoy. Great quote. Very true. Very true. You see it now, right? All these feminists and shit, they always want men to get their shit together. But then when you see a woman exhibiting the same type of behavior, they sexually assault somebody, it's always like, well, you know, if a guy did it, it's just like, we can't demand changes from other people, and you also don't want to be the change. If you want people to change, you also have to be the change. If you want men to keep your hands, their hands to themselves, keep your hands to yourselves, ladies. I get touched all the time. I get grabbed. I'm not saying this in a sexual way, but it shouldn't matter. I don't want to be touched. I'm not going to touch you. Don't touch me. And then when I say something about it, you go, oh, won't you toughen up? No. You said this touching makes people uncomfortable. People should keep their hands to themselves. That should go for everybody. So stop making demands of other people. And then when you get called on your bullshit, you want to make excuses. Be the change that you want. There's a show. That's a show. Sorry, this ain't funny. Peace.